After the first week of the 57th annual Wrangell King Salmon Derby, only 300 tickets have been sold. That's 500 tickets short of this year's goal. Salmon Derby Chairman Bruce Harding says participation could be better. He says the current economy might have played a role in the low turnout.
It does cost money not only for the ticket, but for the fuel. It is only the first week, and ultimately, as things progress, we got three more weeks, and hopefully the ticket sales will get to that break-even point.
Harding says in the past there have been as many as 1,400 tickets sold during the month-long event. He says if more fish were caught, it would draw more interest. Harding says some fish are still making their way toward the Stikine River area.
The fish are on their way. I hear they're out here at Point Baker, and we got a set of tides building. So hopefully by next weekend, those fish will be here.
Harding says he's hoping the fish will arrive in time for Derby Days, which is during Memorial Day weekend. So far, most of the fish in a derby have been caught at Babbler, Highfield, Nose, and Banana Point. The size of fish caught has also dropped in recent years. In the past, the winning catches were usually 40 to 50 pounds. Harding says the size depends on the strength of the run.
And if the run is strong in the beginning, then you start catching bigger fish at the beginning. And when it's slow to start, which I believe it is this year, you're going to start picking up normally the smaller fish first, and I think once the run hits town here, you'll start seeing more fish in the 40-pound range.
So far, the top 10 catches have ranged from 28 to 35 pounds. The Derby is set to end during the first week of June. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.